7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are a number of actors that are, I use the term working actors. This is their craft. This is their skill. This is what they do for a living versus those who some people consider to be stars. And I think this gentleman who's joining us now, I would put into that category. Jennifer and Roberta and I are happy to welcome Bruce Greenwood to the Good Day program, who plays Dr. Emmett Cole on this show, The River. Jennifer, what do you know about ABC's The River before we talk to
I know that Bruce? It's on my DVR, and I cannot wait to watch it, and I know I should have done it already. But the previews for it look so fantastic and spooky and scary and cool, and it looks like it's going to replace Lost in my...
Yeah, that's what I... When yeah, I
in many ways,
thing,
it is. Yeah.
Had that
yeah, I
feel.
Saw the premiere of it. It's mm-hmm. incredible. It's really...
Is it?
There were times where I was actually like, you know, where your stomach gets in a bit of a knot and you're there kind of holding your breath.
Some people like that kind of television. I'm not sure that I like it, but I know one thing.
I love it.
I've never spoken to Bruce Greenwood before, but I have been a fan. And I wonder about that, Bruce, when it comes to being a working guy, you're a working, not a working stiff, but you're a worker. You have done so much. A lot of people don't realize you came from Canada. A lot of really some of our fine actors have come from Canada, and you've worked and worked and worked and played lots of different things, I think, over the years. I would tell the audience that you and I have something in common, other than we are good-looking, other than we're good at what we do. We both lost a front tooth.
So how'd you do yours?
I lost mine when I was 17 years old. I was playing with my dog, hide and seek. I was up on a tree.
And hide and seek with a dog?
I was playing hide and seek
with a dog. And hide and wait for the dog to find you?
Right. That's exactly what I do. The dog would, I'd holler, the dog would come find me. So I lost my balance. The branch came back and whacked me in the mouth, and I lost a couple of my front teeth. And when I jumped off the roof of the house, my mother thought I'd knocked out every tooth in my house because the blood was coming out everywhere. So what's your story?
Well, I'm surprised your show doesn't sound like this.
With your soul cage.
Hello, good morning. It's Doug Stevens of Good Day USA. That's my signature sound.
Uh-huh.
And Thor's his favorite superhero.
I was 16 years old.
16.
Doug, 16? And, I was 16 years old, 16. And believe it or not, hanging out with a friend, somewhat, let's just say we were having too much fun,
right.
And we were on a teeter-totter, a seesaw in a park, and, you know, when one guy hits the ground, the other guy kind of bounces up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hit the ground, and I was holding the bar underhand. Mm-hmm. He hit the ground really hard, and I went, like, wailing forward, boom, bam, and my face slammed into the wood of the teeter-totter.
Oh.
And I fell off and realized, you know, my tooth was gone, and my buddy's name was Hendrick, and we were crawling around in the dust looking. And he goes, let's look for it. And we're crawling
to
around.
To try to reinstall
suddenly
it.
He grabbed my shoulder and goes, Greenwood, look! And the whole tooth, root and all, was stuck like a nail in the wood of the deer.
Oh,
oh my
extracted.
Gosh.
All right, so where did it? Did you, what do you have now in your, as far as your front teeth are concerned? How did you get that fixed?
Well, for a long time, I had one of those flippers, you know.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, so, I could, then, like when I did The Sweet Hereafter, I just took my flipper out and played it without that tooth. And, but eventually I had one of those posts put in.
Yeah.
You know, and then they stuck a tooth on the post and, you know.
Yep. The implant surgery.
There it is.
You have implants of a different kind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I have to tell you, you've played a lot of likable characters, a lot of intense characters. For those who remember this movie, he was the bad guy, really bad guy, with Ashley Judd and Tommy Lee Jones. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy. You were really a bad guy.
Yeah, that's where I sort of started my really, really bad guy thing.
Yeah.
And I've played a lot of bad guys since then, but this guy, Emmett Cole, on The River is... he's, you know, by all accounts, he's a decent guy. He's a guy who likes to, you know, happy to wake up in the morning. The problem is he thinks there's magic out there, and when he went searching for this magic in the Amazon, he discovers that the magic ain't all good magic.
So what attracted you to this? There are a lot of people who are substantial actors now who are doing well in movies. You certainly would be one of those. Why do you go to television?
I just like the character. I really love the environment. I've just really enjoyed the idea of this character being outdoors all the time and not having to be in a suit. You know, I've played so many guys in suits.
No, you have. You've been JFK.
You know, at a certain point, you just go, oh, crap, you know, don't put me in another bloody suit stealing somebody's money or their wife or both.
Where are you guys taping? Where are you filming the river, Bruce?
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. It looks beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
So it's just one of those things where you're kind of going, I looked at my wife and said, well, it's shooting in Hawaii. And she goes, you know, that sounds great, but, you know, it's a schlep of a commute and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of went, I know, but I think it's, you know, it's worth doing. I really want to do it. She goes, okay, well, let's do it. And, you know, we kind of dragged ourselves off to Hawaii, and, you know, about 3 days after, we looked at each other and went, what were we thinking? This is unbelievable.
You have children?
Fantastic.
Do you have children?
No.
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 Okay.
So we were just hanging out together and drinking on the beach, you know, and I've got in shape, you know, I was paddling every morning, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, and you get paid to. It turns out a lot of these people, like several of the Lost alums, have made it to Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, that should give you a clue.
You get there and you stay there one way or the other. So this role. Is it a challenge? Being in Hawaii is no challenge, but how do you get yourself up again?
It's a challenge in many ways, not least because, you know, a lot of the thing happens at night. So basically, you know, as great as Hawaii sounds, we spend a lot of time sleeping during the day because we're shooting 12 hours a night.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it gets spooky. You know, we shot in a couple places where there have been some horrendous things happen, and the locals are completely convinced there are ghosts there. We shot in this one, hospital that's now defunct that was for children, who the doctor was apparently such a freak that the two of the nurses beheaded him.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. And when we shot there, the crew, the local crew, was just going, we don't like to shoot here. We do not like to shoot here. Nobody wants to be here. Thomas Kretschmann, one of the stars of the show, broke his leg. A crewman fell off a truck and broke his arm. Another guy dislocated something. There were some burns. I mean, a couple of the guards, big, burly, Hawaiian, don't-with-me guards, quit because they were touched in the middle of the night by spirit. You know, I mean,
unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah, it's a powerful place, Hawaii.
Yeah, well, there's authenticity to it in a sense. I think that's what people will catch too when they're watching this.
There's definitely a creepy vibe. Yeah,
yeah. We're talking to Bruce.
You know, it's just one of those things where you got to figure out whether or not it's a show you can handle.
Are you as an actor or as
a
viewer?
No, I mean as a viewer, as an actor, it's a whole other challenge, you know, because you know a lot of the stuff is invoking these bizarre legends and stuff, and that takes a certain amount of willing suspension of disbelief. But the vibe itself is something that the viewer is going to have to go, oh God, I don't know if I want to go to bed after seeing this. You know,
Bruce Greenwood is with us. He's a well-known actor. He's Dr. Emmett Cole on ABC's The River. We're talking about that film. Have there been other? I'm trying to put in my mind. By the way, the way you said doctor, the first time I ever heard you say anything that made you sound like a Canadian. Say doctor again.
Doctor, eh?
Yeah.
That does it.
Cute.
Doctor, eh, on this
that's
show?
Doctor. That was it, yeah.
Oh, that's
what is
funny.
There,
that's Canadian.
In working hard, do you, when you get into a character like this, when you understand characters, and I don't mean to get too deep, but I think sometimes people are just fascinated as to how this all works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to put yourself in a different mindset to learn the lines? Because the lines themselves are nothing but what's on a piece of paper, words on a piece of paper. You got to bring them to life. And this is kind of an unusual, the way you've described it sounds like the whole thing is unusual. So when you and the other actors are working, do you learn your lines before or do you learn them as you go along, sort of rehearse them or have 50 takes?
Most of us on this show learn them before.
You do.
just because it's quite complicated. You know, a lot of these, you know, these legends, it's not stuff you can make up, because the writers have crafted it carefully enough that if you don't speak it fairly specifically, you're gonna lead people astray. I mean, they really wanna draw the audience in very specific ways. So, you know, we have to be careful about that. I can't just sort of fake up a legend and approximate something they've written. You've got to be.
But do you rehearse them in scenes, or do you just go take a shot and see if it works, and if it does, fine? But you just
You rehearse it until you can get the thing, you know, alive.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't just make itself. You know, you gotta sort of get it up on its feet, and you know, it's a little bit like cooking. You know, there's a bunch of ingredients, and you can't just all throw all the ingredients in at the same time, stir it, and stuff it down your throat. It's you gotta add a little salt, and you gotta add a little Tabasco, and you gotta add a little Worcester sauce, and you know.
As a person who is recognized. When you're wandering around, whether here in Los Angeles or in Hawaii or wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
people come up to you and say, "I know you." Does that bother you? Is it fun? Is
so
it cool?
It.
Is it? How do you approach?
No, it's no big deal. I mean, most people are really cool about it. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all. You know, it's funny if people, in a way, it's funny if people don't come up, you know, because you can feel them looking at you, you know,
right.
And you feel all that tension of them wanting to come and say something, and, you know, you don't want to necessarily catch their eye because it invites them, and you don't, and it, you know, it might make them uncomfortable, and so you just
do you ever go up to them and say, I
know
you from somewhere?
They don't.
Jennifer just said, do you ever go up to anybody on the street and say, I know you from someplace?
Where the people that are staring.
God, I've done it. I did it with, Dom DeLuise. I was in a Ralph's in L.A., and I walked up to him and I went, hey, how you doing? And he looked at me and he goes, I'm fine.
That was it.
And then I realized, you idiot, you don't know Dom DeLuise. You've just seen him in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I was early in the morning. I don't know. I was tired or something. And I thought, yeah, oh, there's Dom. We did that thing. Yeah, we worked together. And we hadn't worked together. I was just, you know.
And he didn't know who you were.
Of course not. I was just some schmuck fan.
No, that's okay. You
and he was very pleasant, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I realized, oh, you ass!
Uh-huh.
You know, you're here like shaking his hand and talking to him like you know him, and you're just another, guy who's, you know, yeah, mama, yeah, he's very gracious about it.
That's okay. You have we all have our ups and downs. We all like to roll over. So you and your wife, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I will be probably spooning soup down her throat. Yesterday she came down with some horrendous throat thing, so she's upstairs gasping at the moment.
Really? Uh-oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll feel better.
Croissants for breakfast, but
when do you go back to Hawaii to shoot more?
Yeah, well, I mean, the show comes on at 9 o'clock tonight, and there'll be a handful more episodes, and we'll see if people can handle it. You know,
right.
If they can, we'll go back.
So you've shot everything that's going to be aired. You've shot to this point.
Yeah. I'm shooting Star Trek at the moment.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's what I want to know about.
All right, for the next conversation,
I want to know about Star Trek.
Come join us again when the Star Trek thing is J.J. Abrams and the next Star Trek thing. All right, that'd be good, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce Greenwood from The River on ABC.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The one thing that Barack Obama says that resonates with most everybody, including yours truly, is that we need change, radical change. Is Barack Obama the man to do it? The answer in my mind is a resounding N-O, no. Not because he doesn't have it in his heart, not because he isn't a good man, but because he's not ready. It's just, let me get to the top of the pile as quickly as I can, and then I'll show you what I can do. Well, you know what? That's not good enough.
I am ready! I am always ready! I have been ready! I am ready!
Come join us, Doug Stepan's Good Day. Here's a story, a lovely lady, who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Three, three.
All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's a story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt. That this group must somehow form a
birthday
family.
Time on a Good Day for Valentine's Day. If we go back a bit, I guess we go back quite a bit because Florence Henderson's birthday is today. Born this day, 1934. She started life as an opera singer. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And became Carol on the Brady Bunch.
Oh,
all right, some more birthday celebrations in just a moment. Stand by. Good day.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Ooh, Barracuda.
Back to the birthdays. Roger Fisher, guitarist for Heart, born in the States. So how far back do we have to go for this? 1950. Birthday was this day, 1950. Crazy on You, Magic Man, Barracuda, Straight On. So happy birthday to him. Let's see who else is on our list here. Hugh Downs, the television host, born in the state, 1921. So Hugh Downs is 91 today.
Wow.
God love him. And you can see he still does stuff. He was on the Today Show with the they had that reunion a couple of weeks ago. Still looks fine.
Good for him.
So happy birthday to him. Let's see, who else can we find on this list of celebrants? We have Andrew Prine, who's an actor in The Miracle Worker, who's in The Devil's Brigade, Gettysburg. Kind of somebody, one of those rough and tumble guys that would be in military outfits. James Eckhouse is Jim Walsh on Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, 57 I remember him.
Today, yeah. Mm-hmm. 28 after on Good Day.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, we're going to help you date. We're going to help you find love.
Ooh.
We're going to raise your dating quotient, your DQ.
Our dating quotient. I like that.
To the Dairy Queen, one or the other. Either we're going to get a better date.
Ice cream.
Dairy Queen. One or the other. We'll meet Steve Penner in a matter of moments. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is not. Roberta Fasnelli is here. Michael is at the controls in our studio in Washington, celebrating the day. It's been a mixture of celebration and sadness over the last three, 4 days. The Grammys, a lot of people celebrating. As I've said before, I really like this Adele and what she presents and how she presents herself. I noticed that the people who won the best rap performance, Kanye West, along with Jay-Z, didn't show up the other night. And I wondered why, other than the president saying Kanye West was a jackass.
So Kanye wasn't there? I don't know how I missed that. I know that Jay-Z
there.
Wasn't, because he and Beyonce were staying home with the baby.
Yeah, no, neither of them were there. So there are other, I guess I'm looking at some of the other results here. And now we've become CeeLo Green. I didn't know who he was before. Now he's become a household name because of his being on television and because he's quite an accomplished
and
musician.
And his big song last year, Forget You, that was pretty big.
And I know that I risk sound like some old-timer. I don't get the musical value of the Foo Fighters. Just
really?
Don't get it. No.
Oh, they're good.
Roberta, do you
I
get
like
the
them.
Foo Fighters?
Yeah, I like
you like them.
Them? Absolutely.
What
yeah.
do you like? What's your favorite song that they've recorded?
Oh, it's just Jennifer.
Go ahead, Roberta.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't name one off the top of my head.
Yeah, right, exactly. Some Enchanted Evening, I think they did a remake of that.
When
they?
I Find My True Love.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was a Foo Fighters.
Yeah, right, exactly. And people are still talking about Whitney Houston. That'll go on at least until after her funeral. There'll be apparently private services on Thursday and then a big circus on Friday. And I like the breaking news earlier today. The body's been moved to the funeral home.
Now you can see the death bathtub on TMZ.
Yeah, really?
It has a gravy boat in the bottom of it. Because apparently she would fill that with olive oil and let it sit in the bottom of her tub. And
so does the water in? You can see the water in the tub?
Water's in, yeah.
Water's in the tub. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a picture of the tub where?
The death tub on TMZ. Yeah. You can also see her final room service card if you're interested in that. Apparently, I don't know if you guys heard this, but they did her last meal. She ate a hamburger and fries, and then there was an empty champagne glass and an empty Heineken can. And then in the bathtub, she had a turkey sandwich with jalapenos.
In the bathtub?
Yes.
So she had a hamburger before she got in the tub, and she was eating a turkey sandwich in the tub.
Right. Now, I admire good eaters, but that's that would be more than I expected for
Why
what you used to
in
do
the
eat.
World do we need to know that?
But buddy. We know that now.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Thank you, TMZ.
Yeah.
We know it all.
We have all this stuff all over the place, all over the place.
I'm looking at this.
Place.
This is really...
Yeah, isn't this great?
Well, they say, notice the two circular objects. They're hair ties.
They're hair ties. And a towel was also in the water because maybe she was using it to protect her hair.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. In a moment, we actually are going to get lovely. Steve Penner, who's the author of The Truth About Dating Revealed.
I need the truth.
With Truth, Justice, and the American Way of Dating up next here on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot.
The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., U.K., and Canada. Constant Contact is no. And 2012 for rules is ConstantContact.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If a new national survey is any indication, Valentine's Day 2012 will be a date to remember for many couples. A full 40% of men and women in relationships say they expect or are planning to get engaged on February 14th this year. Whether you're planning to pop the question or not, celebrity entertaining expert David Tutera has some tips to impress your Valentine this year.
This Valentine's Day, remember, rings aren't exclusively for proposals. A special piece of jewelry is perfect for symbolizing your love and options abound. Browse online or in store. You may be surprised by the selection and prices. Sears, for example, has sold jewelry since 1888 and expanded its assortment by 60% this year. Instead of flowers or chocolates, go for something out of the ordinary like the latest tech gadget. Prepare a meal like the one you shared on your first date or your wedding night.
To browse the hottest Valentine's Day gifts, visit Sears stores nationwide or sears.com/gifts.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Always lots of deals from the Queen of Cheap, including one that Roberta is very pleased to repeat.
Oh, yes. This is the one, Doug, from Vitacost.com. It's a great website, and I like it because it saves you money. A lot of the products they have there are up to 50% off, and they have a whole bunch of stuff like better household essentials, vitamins, supplements, natural and organic foods that are terrific, and health and beauty products as well. And like I said, these are all at up to 50% off. And the best part is orders over $49, they ship this stuff to your door free. You don't have to get up off your chair or lift a finger. All you got to do is when they go ding-dong, is answer the door, and there's that stuff. And you can order all this stuff from Vitacost.com, so go check it out.
Ding-dong, and
ding-dong.
They're at the door. Ding-dong.
It's Vitacost.
Good for you, Roberta.
Taking the cost out of healthy living.
19 before the hour. Steve Penner is with us. For three decades, he's been a person that's worked sort of in the trenches with men and women who are single, divorced, widowed. He's a dating coach, a matchmaker. Okay, so where do I sign up? I'm ready. I can be had by a good woman, Steve, so where do we start?
Well, first of all, Doug, do you remember you interviewed me back about 25 years ago?
Gee, you know what? That's what I just remembered that. Flash just went through my brain.
It was New Year's Eve, 1985, I believe. You were filling in for David Brudnoy in Boston.
On WBZ.
And I was...
WHDH.
It was WHDH. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember leaving the studio like around midnight. It was really cold that night.
But how depressing. You spent New Year's Eve with Doug in 1985?
Yes, I did. And that was great. I said on the air, I remember saying on the air, if there are any, especially older men, if there are any men over 50 who are listening to Doug on New Year's Eve, and not with somebody, they should contact
me
at the dating service. And we were swamped with calls in the next couple of weeks.
You know, actually, I was being silly at first. I'm remembering your voice now, and I kind of do vaguely remember. And one of the reasons I remember it has nothing to do with the conversation. I was working in New York at the same time. I was doing afternoons at WMCA in New York, and then I jump on a plane and fly back to Boston, do David Brudnoy's program, and then I would go home and sleep for a couple of hours, get up and do my program. I mean, I'd get up and do work that I had to do at home, jump on a plane, go to New York, and I remembered shortly after that I got a really bad cold because I had been sleeping in my car. I think that was the environment in which we had our conversation. So cool. So you're doing the same sort of work, better work, more work.
At the time I owned the dating service Lunch Dates in Boston.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Now I do remember you. Yep.
I since sold it and started writing about what I learned at Lunch Dates. And somebody from eHarmony saw my some of the columns. I was syndicated for 5 years, read some of my columns, offered me a job, and for 3.5 years I worked for eHarmony.com. And now I sort of spun out on my own and started something called Your Profile Doctor, where I spent so much time reviewing thousands of men's profiles and women's profiles online, and I noticed they all make the same mistakes. So now I'm a dating coach, helping people.
All right. So what are the common mistakes? Let's spend a little time helping people. By the way, the website for Stephen Penner is yourprofiledoctor.com. So you may want to check this out, yourprofiledoctor.com. What are some of the common mistakes men and women make? Are they the same no matter what their sex? Does it make a difference what age you are, what your background is, that sort of thing?
Well, here's the thing. No, it's totally different for men and for women. I mean, men, one thing I've learned all these years is how different men and women are. Women spend a lot of time on their profiles writing these flowery answers, answering questions like, what are you most proud of, and things like that. And then they post terrible pictures, one or two pictures where they're not smiling or it's just a headshot, and then they wonder why nobody responds to them. Mm-hmm. The men don't even barely read the written profiles. They go right to the pictures. And if they see only one or two pictures, especially if it's just a headshot, then they assume the woman's 350 pounds from the shoulders down. Or if they see somebody not even smiling,
I can't imagine
the next person.
Yeah, I will admit to having used online dating services here and there, and I couldn't imagine being attracted to someone that didn't have a picture that was smiling. Why would you want?
Some women don't even post pictures because they think their written part is so good. So my advice to women is, post at least 8 to 10 pictures,
not just
portrait shots, but show pictures.
All right, so that's your advice to women.
Social.
What's your advice to men when it comes to pictures?
Well, men do just the opposite. Men post a lot of pictures and then write only 3-word answers, and the women think that these guys have no depth. But men post pictures where they're solitary, where they're alone. where they're just looking at a camera. Men look at women's pictures to see what they look like. Women look at men's pictures to see their personalities. So men should post pictures, what I call awe pictures. Pictures where the women will look at the pictures and go, awe.
Is not, men, a picture of you standing naked in front of a mirror with a cell phone. Those pictures are not good.
Well, I've seen guys post ridiculous pictures, you know, flexing at the beach, thinking that they're turning on women.
Creepy.
So men should post pictures
turning
with their,
guys,
maybe they have kids, where they're playing with their kids, or they're with a puppy, you know, their dog, or where they're hiking, or if they say they have hobbies, where they're playing golf, or they're on a sailboat, you know. Pictures maybe taken in front of the Eiffel Tower when they were in France. Interesting pictures that overall portray their personality, because that's what women are looking for. And the other thing women are looking for, and men, is sense of humor. Everybody on their profile says they have a sense of humor,
right,
but nobody writes anything funny.
So, did you hear the story about the doctor, the profile doctor? Did you hear that one?
Right. I mean, you really want to write something. I'll give you one of the best examples is a woman posted on her profile, I like wet, sloppy kisses, ... and a wagging tail.
There you go. I'd go for that. I think that's a great.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story. I've got an idea for you. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Meanwhile, there's a book that Steve Penner has written called The Truth About Dating Revealed. How to Realize and Raise Your Dating Quotient. There are people who call themselves the dating doctor. This is the profile doctor. So check out Steve's website, Profile Doctor, yourprofiledoctor.com, yourprofiledoctor.com, and see what you can get in the way of a good, interesting date for Valentine's Day. Steve, good to meet you. Thanks for being here. It's 11:04 the hour on Good Day.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh. Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course. When it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's 51 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Fine.
Whitney Houston is now back home, a memorial service planned for later this week. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The body of Whitney Houston was flown from California back to her home state of New Jersey yesterday, arriving last night. A memorial service to take place this Friday at the Prudential Center in Newark. It's the largest facility in the area. Houston was born in Newark. She sang in the choir in that city's New Hope Baptist Church. Yesterday, Houston was remembered at the New Jersey Elementary School that bears her name, the Whitney Houston Academy of Performing Arts in East Orange, New Jersey.
I believe that you are.
This song was played as white balloons were released into the air. Students such as 12-year-old Sierra Allen said Whitney will always be an inspiration to her.
I know that she's come from a struggling past, and that means that anyone can do it if you believe in yourself.
In New York City, in Harlem, hundreds turned out last night to sing, dance, and pay tribute to Whitney Houston.
She's the first person that inspired me to live my dreams, to become a singer, and to become a performer.
Flowers and notes were left outside the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Meanwhile, the investigation into Whitney Houston's death continues.
It's what we deem to be a death investigation. As of right now, it's not a criminal investigation.
That's Lieutenant Mark Rosen of the Beverly Hills Police Department, who said the cause of death may not be known for several weeks, as the coroner is doing toxicology testing. Whitney Houston was found unconscious and underwater in a bathtub in her hotel room in Beverly Hills this past Saturday. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, David Davis for Stone Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Some resorts are still making their own blizzards. Just ask Chuck, who is at Killington.
No less than 40 snow guns were cranking out piles of machine snow on Killington's Black Diamond Superstar Trail. I took a run, and it was like skiing in a blizzard with a few inches of soft powder at every turn. On Superstar at Killington, I'm Chuck Devine.
Burke Mountain, also in Vermont, with about four dozen runs with two high-speed quads. Wildcat into New Hampshire, riding up over 40 runs, like the Polecat, a nice long top-to-bottom trail. In Massachusetts, Neshoba Valley on 17 runs. They head until 10 tonight. Catamount in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, with up over 30 runs. Out to Utah, the Canyons, riding at 158 trails, thanks to a recent foot of fresh snow. Mount Bachelor in Oregon, with up over 70 runs. Get $5 off ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, the market was up yesterday. The Dow gaining 73 points, closing at 12,874. S&P up 9. NASDAQ rose 28 points. Crude oil prices up more than 2% yesterday, an increase of $2.24 a barrel to $100.91. One of the factors that fueled a good day on Wall Street, Apple, which you might say is getting more ripe.
Apple, the company, with the stock price topping $500 a share for the first time yesterday, the record high price being pumped up by the forthcoming iPad 3 due out next month. Hearings are scheduled today on Capitol Hill to talk about President Obama's budget blueprint for 2013. The president formally submitted the $3.8 trillion plan to Congress yesterday. Among those reacting to it, listen to this blunt assessment from the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, Alabama's Jeff Sessions.
It doesn't reduce the deficit at all, virtually. It increases spending. It increases taxes. Give me a break.
Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas called it a very sad day and said the president's budget is completely unacceptable. How's this for a story? A masked man with a machete robbed four people as they were vacationing in the Caribbean last week. What makes this story more noteworthy is the fact one of the four people is U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. He, his wife, and two friends were confronted by this masked robber. No injuries were reported. As yet, no one's been arrested. The robber got away with about $1,000, we're told. Closing notes. First, it's that time again. Remember this moment from last year?
Best feature is the deer hound.
The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Last year, a Scottish deerhound named Hickory was the first of its breed to capture Best in Show. The 2012 edition of the show began last night. Four groups were judged. Tonight, another three groups prance around, and we'll get that snout-tingling moment Best in Show later tonight. As always, I root for the greyhound, as my greyhound, Snoopy, watches with us. And finally, it is the 14th day of February, Valentine's Day, of course. In honor of this day of love, a Las Vegas couple is being recognized as the nation's longest married couple. Teresa and Wilbur Feiss have been married for 78 years. The secret to their marital bliss? Wilbur says marriage is made up of lots of little things.
And concentrate on the things that bring you together.
Right.
Ignore the things that take you apart.
Take it from Wilbur. He knows what he's talking about. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.